Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez, and Friday afternoon. And how many people are listening in from Tuba City, and how many are hearing the news? And if you have any questions or opinions, please call in. What's your thoughts? I am looking at some pictures on Facebook. The Navajo Nation and the 2014 election goes into the records. The records of history, I suppose, for somebody not telling the truth. And we have two people who are battling it out right now in the Navajo Nation Supreme Court. Former presidential candidate who actually finished in number 10 position, Dale Soucy, versus Krista Cheney. Kotasinho. Joto ek a di kudje nal sos ben il sos do Tuba City Courthouse to ne a sasalila. Aro e ana de kushi ne hoto e stin da ho net do belisin da hash net do they're giving me updates. So I suppose right now that the entire issue has been passed back to the Navajo Nation Office of Hearing and Appeals. No decision was reached by the Navajo Nation Supreme Court today. So, wow. So, I'm going to paste on Facebook right now. Call in to radio show. So, while I'm trying to get the callers to give me a buzz, I am going to be somewhat distracted right now. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm not trying to delay this thing. There's a lot of information out there. So I guess the exact words for what happened in Tuba City, Arizona today, and I don't know exactly what day or what time that the decision was made. There's not been a decision been made. I'm reading some more things here. It's been quite interesting. So if any of you have any information out there, please call in. And so Kuroshi Hito e Banadit Ido Lech Ako Nihe Hito Banso Case Ada. So we only have a few minutes left in the show. So, and where's this election going? And if it's been sent back to, the interesting thing about it is that I just talked to Richie Nez here about a week ago. And if you listen to the radio show, which I had him on for 1 hour, and he basically said, I'm just going by the statute. So now I'm going, well, what are they going to... So it's basically been sent, put back on his lap. So I wish I could get more clarification, but, please call in, everybody. Whoever is out there, to let us know what your thoughts are. So I'm sending information to people right now so that I can hopefully get some information to you. We've got 20 minutes in the show. You're listening to Navajo Politics. I suppose I have about 3 people call in, and I guess they are gotten busy. I'm not sure what's going on. So, now we're hearing the Navajo Nation election is going to be delayed. And the question still comes back to why did the Navajo Nation Supreme Court send it back? And what were the reasons why? Jay, I sure like to know. And so if any of you were there, front row, so to speak, please give us a call. Telephone number here is 323-642-1708. And I am currently texting those people that were supposed to call in and give me an update. So, again, you listen to Politics, Navajo Politics with Cal Nez, and we're talking about the Supreme Court decision. I don't know how many of you were with us last night, but I was reading some of the court proceedings, and or the not the proceedings, but the actual Navajo the opening brief from Dale Soucy's side and their justification. And again, I mean, they're not penalizing. There's a lot of people who are not totally understanding exactly what people what Dale Soucy is saying. Dale Soucy is basically saying the Navajo Nation is or that there's a law, and at the time when somebody files, you got to be telling the truth, and you don't just write something on there and hopefully that it all passes. But you know, the then and the now, it's really kind of hard to distinguish, because that's one of the very things that I was saying. Because when you're talking about a candidate complaining against another candidate, does that mean in the first grievance or the second? And according to Richie Nez, the first one, you know, it's going to be very interesting now that Mr. Richie Nez is going to have to now look at this again, because Richie Nez is also an attorney himself. So I guess he's got to do some homework now. And it's remanded. The whole situation has been remanded to I am just not getting all the, you know, people calling in. So I must have had I've got another person that's texting me. So, but anyway, yeah, this thing is just going in circles. And the, I'm trying to find out, see, I'm looking at the website, and let's see, there's a picture of Dale Soucy and David Jordan sitting there, and really nothing's being said. So again, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. There's Christus Cheatney, and I guess his attorney. I'm not sure who his attorney is. So, yep. Well, you know, like I said, you know, the people who said they were going to give me a call did not call in. So, yeah, This is weather is fluent on Friday. That's what it says in the Navajo Nation. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on here, ladies and gentlemen. One guy writes, this being fluent thing is getting really old real fast. Dale should back off and let it be. Aside from that issue, Chris does have a lot to offer. His resilience and determination is key. Also, his vision of getting rid of corruption in the tribal government has got me. So, as of today, I feel support Team Deschitney. Leon Curley says, okay, Facebook, lawyers hearing were remanded to lower court where it started. The lower court rule in favor of Chris. Was it all just a waste of time and money? I don't know if it's... it basically... You know, I should like to know what happened. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, for somebody out there, you know, give me a buzz. Please let me know what is going on here. And that's where we're at. I'm continually texting some of these people, and hopefully that they can give us a call. We got 12 minutes now. So I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, and I guess we'll have to just reschedule and and talk about this tomorrow. So, aquí el año está haciendo ahora tenemos a dos naves y oquesgi, all the people that I, like I said, there's about three people that I contacted and asked them, and I'm texting back, and they're not replying. As is right now. So, so please give me a call if you guys have any. But again, I mean, there's tomorrow also. You know, I'll just go ahead and reschedule this show for tomorrow and get everybody aligned. I guess they're either so frustrated about what happened today and all of that. I'm not sure what's going on. So, one person says the judge remanded it back to OHA and said a fluency standard should be applied, and they should have to clarify their original ruling. So it could go either way. So it's not a done deal. We're still at it, ladies and gentlemen. And so if any of you are listening in, I was hoping to get some people on the phone. So, yeah, let me see what I can do in the last 10 minutes. I'm actually going to call them on my other line and see if they can give me a call, see if they can answer. So... one second here. Okay, you're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. And let's see if they can answer the phone.
Yate.
Yate. This is Cal Nez, and you're on the... on the radio with on the radio right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mr. Percy Dill and on the phone with us, and he's in Tuba City. We're getting just all sorts of information, Shanant. Can you kind of give us what happened today?
I didn't go into the courtroom. I did not witness any of the arguments. But this is just my understanding. I mean, this is coming from somebody that did not see the argument itself. The whole matter has been remanded. That means it's been sent back to the hearing and appeal office in Window Rock, and they have 5 days to hear the case all over again. So that's basically my understanding on the whole thing. So in all likelihood, they're going to be hearing the argument again, probably either on or before Wednesday. That's pretty much my understanding.
Wow. So I don't know if you listened to the radio show before, but I had Richie Nez on the phone. And
a while ago, just today?
No, this was about last week, and it's actually archived on my show. And so one of the thing that you know, that he said that I asked him, and I cornered him on that, was that I said, can you, you know, what did you do your ruling on? And there are some areas that he really could not answer, and he says, well, I guess these are some of the arguments that are going to come out in the Tuba City case. So I don't think that, you know, there's really going to be a standard. I mean, he was he didn't sound like he was very clear on a lot of the, I guess you call it statutes or, you know, whatever they're going by. So... so does that mean it goes back to Richie Nez's office, and then he makes a ruling again, and then?
Pretty much so. But only this time he cannot just, you know, look at the papers and say that this does not merit any case. However, this time I think he's got to be able to use a couple of prior ruling. For example, my understanding is there's been a prior Supreme Court ruling that spoke to Sandoval issue. And there's another part of the Navajo Nation law, which is the fundamental law, that he's going to have to measure Mr. Deschutes' qualification against. So he cannot just do what he has done before. He's going to have to really bring out his measuring stick and, you know, measure Mr. Deschutes on his ability to speak Navajo fluently. That's my understanding.
Wow. So.
And it may not. And it may be necessary that since Mr. Nez has already ruled on the case, and it may be necessary to bring in, you know, somebody else to hear the case rather than himself.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I asked him. I says, you know, I said, how did you rule on this thing? Where, you know, which grieving period did you, because a complaint time period is still a complaint. It doesn't matter if it's about a candidate, and but it still is a time period where, you know, you got to look at this thing. I says, so. And he wasn't exactly certain. And basically, another one that he was somewhat unclear with me on was that he said that the as far as the I said, if it's called hearing, I said, did you have a hearing? And he didn't really answer. And he says, I just went through and made a decision on this thing based on the statute. And I said, so, yeah, and it sounds like he's going to have to really look at it. And so if he denies it, then can Dale Soucy go through the same appeal again?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, Mr. Nez's decision, if he does decide to uphold the law using those measurements, then if he were to disqualify Mr. Deschutes, then I guess that's pretty much the end. Or unless Mr. Deschutes wants to appeal it to the Supreme Court, then of course he's got every right to do that, because Mr. Nez's hearing and appeal is merely, you know, a lower hearing case. And the same, vice versa, the same way with Mr. Soucy and Mr. Whitethorn. If the ruling were to rule against them again, I believe they can appeal back to the Supreme Court to hear the case all over again.
So then, if it...
I'm not a lawyer, but that just seems to be the way things should be working.
Yeah, it sounds to me like this is just going to go into a cycle.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, okay. I guess some people are happy and some people are extremely disappointed, but I wonder how the entire Navajo Nation, what they think.
Right. I mean, the issue here is, you know, the laws that are on the current book right now. You know, the qualification issues on the book since, I believe, 1998, and it's like 16 years ago, and it's like four elections ago. So it's not anything new. And I do fully agree that, the next Navajo Nation Council needs to take a real serious look at it, and maybe it needs to be changed to fit, you know, what we are today.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that, you know, it is a cultural, you know, unofficial. I said, you know, I think this is really, it is a test on our, how much we value the Navajo, you know, the Navajo culture. And Joy Ajitis Kit, you know, are we going to be cutting angles now and saying, well, it's okay, or are we going to be that much more lax on these things as far as our, the purity of the culture, and I wonder if that's going to be okay. But and that's kind of what I'm thinking about.
My view is that I don't think anybody's really questioning the value of the Navajo language. It's just a matter of somebody's ability to speak that. That's what it is. You know, the value is always going to be there. And remember that we are the only population, group of people on the planet of the earth that's given that language, and I think that it has a lot of value, and it's always going to carry that value. It's just a matter of us being able to maintain it. That's, you know, part of the whole issue is a failure on the part of the parents and grandparents to teach their to young people to be able to talk Navajo language. You know, I'm one of my kids, and right now I'm doing everything I can to teach my grandkids to speak Navajo, and they are trying. They are trying to have to pick. They are trying.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Shanant. We're going to do another show tomorrow, and I love your ideology. I love the way that you're thinking here. And You know, so it's something that needs to be it needs to be discussed. So Lana. Oh, so thank you. And that was Mr. Percy Dale. I guess he's still in Tuba City, or maybe driving back to
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to be leaving real soon.
Yeah, Hagushila. There you go. All right. Thank you very much, and ladies and gentlemen, and that was Mr. Percy Dale, and I want to thank everybody who listened in.